pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season. So he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing.
Two things at once!
Or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot.
Two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
Nissan's electric vehicles run on a special electricity. Not the electricity that turns on light bulbs or runs through your outlets. I'm talking that spine-tingling goosebump feeling that electrifies your body and soul. It could be the simple win of leaving on time for your morning commute or scoring the largest deal of your career. Nissan is continuously evolving and changing the game through electric vehicle engineering. Because the electricity of their cars not only moves engines, it also moves the emotions of those who drive them. To learn more about Nissan's electric vehicle lineup, visit www.nissanusa.com.
Looking to switch your phone service? Check out Boost Infinite Wireless. Its new technology switches between its own network and the other top two networks to find the best quality calls and data for you anywhere, anytime. And you can get a low-priced, unlimited wireless plan that gives you a new iPhone every year. So switch today. Visit BoostInfinite.com. That's BoostInfinite.com. Or go to Amazon.com and search for Boost iPhone 15. See BoostInfinite.com for terms and conditions. Boost.
This is Lee Habib, and this is Our American Stories, and we tell stories about everything, including your stories. Send them to OurAmericanStories.com. That's OurAmericanStories.com. They're some of our favorites. And by the way, as you know, we are a nonprofit, and what we do, well, it's free to listen to, but it is not free to make. And if you love the stories we're telling, go to OurAmericanStories.com, click the donate button, and do what you can to help us out. Today you're going to hear from James Pritchard, a retired fire captain right here in Oxford, Mississippi, where we broadcast. James is going to share with us the realities of working in the fire service and how pushing down your emotions catches up with you in the long run.
I guess I kind of always wanted to be a firefighter. I think that's why God put me here. But beforehand, I was just a kid. I was working with the city electric department, actually, and I was in a bucket truck right across from the fire department working with hot power lines, and I let one of the wires go, and it blew a fuse, and it pow, and I hunkered down in the bottom of the bucket, and I got out of the bucket, and I walked across the street, and I said, "Chief, I'm coming to work." I said, "This is it." I knew the fire chief well, and he liked me a lot, and it worked out where the next hiring cycle, that's where I went. I was just excited, and I was ready to go, and that's what I wanted to do. I was a volunteer firefighter for about 3 years before I actually became a career firefighter, so I kind of knew what the process was. There was a lot of physical pain, but other than that, besides being away from my wife and my little boy, it was fun. Especially looking back, you know, learning how to rappel off the side of a building. At the start of my career, I was there for 24 hours and I was off for 48 hours, which worked pretty good for me. But at the end of my career, we worked 48 hours on and 4 days off. So I was at the fire station for 2 days. I was at home for 4 days. But being away for 48 hours, you just miss so much. My little girl barrel races. So it was, you know, I'd miss a whole weekend of that, or ball tournaments, or just being home. Because I'm a homebody. My family means everything to me. But the hardest part was absolutely the car wrecks. Dealing with death in general, but when you got to a house fire, if somebody was in that house fire and we couldn't find them right off the bat, we knew they were gone. But when you got to a car wreck, lots of times they were alive, but there really wasn't much you could do to help them no matter how fast we got them out, we knew they likely weren't gonna pull through lots of times, you know. It was hard. Everything built up little by little by little by little. I was going strong, and then I was broken. And I didn't know why. But it was pretty obvious to everybody around me why. Especially my wife. You know, I did pretty good at hiding it from my kids, but I couldn't hide it when I was asleep. I would wake up swinging and kicking and punching and screaming and actually hit my wife while I was asleep several times, and just, it was hard. And I still have nightmares. You know, I try to avoid places, scenes where hard things happen. I try not to go by those places, but sometimes I can't. And you know, I'm probably gonna cry today, but that's all right. I've got a great wife. She's been my rock through all of this, and not being afraid to ask for help has been very important for me also. And I don't guess we realize a lot of times our purpose until we get into it. And I don't know that we even realize that first one or two or three steps. I actually got hurt during a training exercise and had one back surgery, and then I went back to work, and then I had another back surgery, and after that they said I couldn't go back. So I didn't get my last ride. I didn't get to finish the way I wanted to finish. But God had a plan with that too. He knew that I was done. He knew that I was finished. I was so tired. And I needed to stop, and I needed to reflect, and I needed to get better mentally and physically. That's what I've been working on ever since. I feel like God put me here for that purpose. I got to help a lot of people. But talking to somebody doesn't mean you're not tough. Let it out. Don't let it build up. I never looked at the fire service as a way to be a hero or get recognition, because that's not what it's about. But there's a lot of special people up there doing it right now.
And a beautiful job by Madison on the production. And a special thanks to James Pritchard, a retired captain of Oxford's fire department. And a special thanks to all the guys and gals who do this kind of work. And that's the cops, the firemen, the EMT, and even people in some emergency room situations. It is little bit by little bit seeing the world at its worst, near-death sequences, and sometimes not being able to help, sometimes blaming yourself, the flashbacks, the nightmares. My goodness, I got to help a lot of people. You sure did. And now James is helping himself. And God did have a plan. And it was time for James to be with his family and find peace. James Pritchard's story, an Oxford, Mississippi story, our hometown, here on Now American Stories. Folks, if you love the stories we tell about this great country, and especially the stories of America's rich past, know that all of our stories about American history, from war to innovation, culture, and faith, are brought to us by the great folks at Hillsdale College, a place where students study all the things that are beautiful in life and all the things that are good in life. And if you can't get to Hillsdale, Hillsdale will come to you with their free and terrific online courses. Go to hillsdale.edu to learn more.
Pro football player Travis Kelce is pressed for time during the football season, so he does two things at once. Whether it's grilling while mowing,
two things at once,
or getting this season's updated COVID-19 shot at the same visit as his flu shot,
two things at once.
You can be like Travis and ask your pharmacist about getting this season's COVID-19 shot at the same visit as your flu shot, if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Learn more and schedule at VaxAssist.com. Sponsored by Pfizer.
An epic matchup between your two favorite teams, and you're at the game getting the most from what it means to be here with American Express. You breeze through the card member entrance, stop by the lounge. Now it's almost tip-off, and everyone's already on their feet. This is gonna be good. See how to elevate your live sports experience at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Don't live life without it. Eligible American Express card required. Benefits vary by card and by venue. Terms apply.
Now is the time to experience America's pastime in a whole new way. Major League Baseball has teamed up with T-Mobile for Business to advance the game with next-gen 5G solutions, going deeper with real-time data visualization, new camera angles that put fans on the field with their favorite players, and even testing an automated ball strike system in the minor leagues. This is the 5G era of baseball. See what we can do for your business at T-Mobile.com/now. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. Officially licensed product of MLB Players Incorporated.